You're listening to SBS News.
9-year-old Tanda Nguyen wants to be a school teacher when she grows up. But right now she's on the streets of Malamaline in Myanmar after her parents lost income during the COVID-19 pandemic.
We begged for about 6 days and gave the money we got to our mum. She would buy food for us with that money.
Her reality is the reality of thousands of underprivileged children, according to a World Vision survey of 14,000 households in 9 Asian countries. 8% of the respondents had sent children out to beg or do what they call other risky activities. 70% fully or severely lost their income. Before the pandemic, Tanda's father was a trishaw driver, a form of bike taxi, and her mother washed clothes for neighbouring houses. But when COVID-19 hit, travel restrictions were imposed and people no longer needed rides in her father's trishaw. Then her mother got sick.
In COVID-19 times, my dad had to pawn his trishaw because we had no income. We were very sad. There were days where we couldn't eat a decent meal, just porridge.
With no means to earn money, the children were sent out onto the streets of Myanmar to beg. In neighbouring Bangladesh, 34% of children from households who had lost income during the pandemic were asked by their parents to beg. 28% of households in Cambodia had sent children out to beg. Co-author of the report, Ellie Wong, says World Vision is estimating up to 8 million children might be pushed into child labour or begging this year. That figure is extrapolated from the survey using United Nations population data.
I think when children are sent out to beg, we know that they might face increased protection risks, including kidnapping or assault.
Lila is a 45-year-old widowed mother of 2 boys in Bangladesh. Prior to the pandemic, she worked as a maid in 3 houses, but she lost her job during the COVID-19 lockdown.
No one would allow me to work in their homes, so I started selling cakes, but even that didn't work, as people didn't want to risk their health by interacting with me. I was helpless and resorted to begging from house to house. Many turned their back on me as they were in a similar situation.
Ellie Wong says the pandemic has affected women significantly more than men in many countries in Asia.
I think COVID-19 is not gender neutral, and women face different vulnerabilities compared to men. Women are concentrated in the informal economy and the low-income work, which is more at risk during this crisis.
It's evidence that the predicted devastating effects of COVID-19 are now becoming a reality for many. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Lucy Murray, SBS News.